Hi, it's Don McKellar. Craving some of those Dunkin's donuts.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. Didn't hurt. Beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. And I shaved my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my brain the night before on cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Then I crossed the empty street, caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I'd lost somehow, somewhere along the way. On the Sunday morning sidewalks, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. There's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalks Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl who he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the song that they were singing. Then I headed back for home and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalks Sunday morning coming down.
Hello. I can't hear. Hello?
These headphones are quiet.
Unjam, can you hear me?
No,
I can't hear anything. Huh. Hello? Oh, well. Let's play another song. Here we go. Game over the game.
whistle from Billy Ding Bong. New Beach, go, go. New Beach, go, go. You can tag along if you're young and strong. New Beach, go, go. New Beach, go, go. All the kids will be attractions. All the parents don't like the action. But when we jingle, dingle, jingle, dangle, everybody is a bingo, bango. Wow! New Beach, go, go. New Beach, go, go. Don't you know, no. Sunset in the snow, snow. Everybody goes where the roses bloom. Come and enjoy the living rooms. By the lifeguard station, by the coral reef. That's where all the new kids cut their teeth. There's no clothes to wear, and no bow ties ever cared. And chiffon and silk and wool and cotton, they are all forgotten. New Beach, go, go. New Beach, go, go. New Beach, go, go. Go, go, New Beach, go, go. Don't you know, no. Sunset in the snow, snow. Everybody goes where the roses bloom. Come and enjoy the living rooms. By the lifeguard station, by the coral reef. That's where all the new kids cut their teeth. There's no clothes to wear, and no bow ties ever care. And chiffon and silk and wool and cotton, they are all forgotten.
All right, so the mics don't work. Or no, the mics work. The headphones don't work with the microphones, which is why I sounded so confused earlier on when I just blathered for a while, kind of like I'm blathering now. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, very far from New York City, which is where my friend Becky Sandler lives now. Welcome back. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here.
So you are back in town for
Jordy Yao's wedding.
Jordy Yao's wedding, host of Peanut Butter and Jams. He's getting married. And you are also a former celebrity around these halls. Not these halls, because this is a new studio. The old halls. The old halls. Yeah, former president of CITR.
A show for 2 years.
Other Side of Monday.
Yeah, I renamed it like every year because I hated naming things.
But yeah, it's so nice to have you back. I always appreciate that you make time to stop by the show when you're in town.
It's because I love CITR and Dunkin'.
Oh, thank you. Let's talk about the songs. So at the top there, we heard Sunday Morning Come Down from 1970 by Kris Kristofferson. A good song for anyone who's feeling a little hungover this morning, this afternoon. yeah, of which I may be one of those. Not too bad.
It was Duncan's birthday yesterday. Yeah. Happy birthday, Duncan.
Thanks very much. I had a very nice time. Most of the day was spent being a dad, running around with a red wagon cart and all those kinds of things. Very nice. And then some friends came over last night and yeah. But I made it to work just fine. I'm chipper, my usual chipper self. It's all good. After that, oh, you're mic three, not mic two. after that, we heard Nude Beach A Go Go by Ariel Pink from his last album, Pom Pom. I had been meaning to play that, and I thought I'd still have some summery months to play that during, like, summer months, like... Wreck Beach is nearby. It seemed topical. And then it suddenly became autumn here. And it's super cold and rainy. But maybe it'll get nice again. And we'll make one more trip down to Wreck Beach. Won't we? All right. On today's show, we've got a preview of Victory Square Block Party happening this Sunday. And some other bands that are going to be playing in town soon. TV Ugly. Have you heard of TV Ugly?
Nope.
new band on the scene. They are coming back from a tour, and so we're going to hear a song from their new EP. And we're also going to hear a song that you wanted to play.
I wanted to play Shamir.
Yeah, Shamir. And he's going to be in town on your birthday.
Which is September 29th.
Yeah, which is no good for you.
And quite far from now.
Yeah. Both of these are not very helpful for anyone, but it's true.
I read about that in Discorder just now, and yeah. There's an article about TV Ugly in Discorder.
There you go.
So I should just re-up my subscription, because then I'll have all the news.
And it looks great.
Yeah.
September issue always looks good.
Yeah. I used to actually get it delivered to me in New York, but at some point I stopped recognizing the bands on the cover and it made me kind of homesick.
Yeah. Time to mix it up then. Well, Francesca Bellacourt, definitely worth reading up on.
Yeah. I'm going to pick up this September issue.
All right. Okay. Let's give a listen to Shamir and the song Demon from his album Ratchet. Here we go. Here is Shamir on CITR 101.9 FM.
The honor roll was all I know till you took me over to the dark side. The thrill was good. Together we stood like a modern day Bonnie and Clyde. We will stay on the fit for survival, no books but the Bible held out with a gun. My wings turn black, no turning back. Yeah, you have me completely. Enriched in you, together we flew. Yeah, you're the draft that captured me. Girl, you're
Taste and CITR present the 11th annual Victory Square Block Party, Sunday, September 6th from 2 to 9 p.m.
Celebrate the end of summer and support non-profit media organizations with a splurge of local bands. Woolworm, Ramsey, Alert Jesus, Cave Girl, Gal Grayson, Fake Tears, Whitney K, Twin River,
as well as Christy Lee and DJs Owen Ellis and BBU.
Come listen to performers or tune in to 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for an all-day live broadcast with plenty of on-air personalities and interviews with the bands.
Help us make it the best Sunday of September, the Victory Square Block Party, September 6th from 2 to 9 p.m.
Montreal International Music Festival will run from September 16th to 20th. The 14th edition of the festival is the biggest yet and will take over Montreal for a five-day extravaganza of music, art, and film. Highlights include Thurston Moore, Ott, Giorgio Moroder, Viet Cong, Babes in Toyland, and over 400 more artists, bands, workshops, artist talks, a fashion show, a record fair, and an artisanal market. Tickets, passes, packages, and more info at popmontreal.com.
That was TV Ugly from their new cassette, UCLA Yankee Cola. Does that mean anything to you? I've been trying to figure out UCLA Yankee Cola.
It's probably some kind of joke.
Yeah, I think it's just Americana gibberish. They've been in America. They are currently in America, and they're making their way back, and they're going to be playing at Thor's Palace this Monday, an early show, 4 p.m.,
How convenient.
I love it so much. They're playing with all of the bands of which they are members in addition to being in TV Ugly. So Non-LA is one of them, and there's some others that I don't have. I forgot to call up the page before.
Pretty funny because that means that none of the bands have practiced in a while.
Yeah, that's true. Supermoon will also be playing, which is fantastic, and then TV Ugly. And I'm just very – it's a hard cap curfew at 9 p.m.
Oh, my gosh.
So my four-year-old is going to be able to see Supermoon for the first time, which I'm very excited about, wearing the earmuffs that you gave her, hot pink earmuffs, vouched for on Amazon by monster truck enthusiast dads everywhere. Very good. Love it. So, yeah, go see TV Ugly at Thor's Palace on Monday. Before that, we heard Damaged Bug, which is the side project of John Dwyer from the OCs. That's from the album Cold Hot Plums and the song The Frog. I was out of town this past weekend, so I didn't see it, but lots of posts about the OC's show in town. They've changed up the band. They're all dudes now, which is kind of too bad. Yeah, Bridget was the best, and they have a different drummer and a bassist, and they have two drummers now that play the same thing all the time. I don't know. I love the OCs.
Was the buzz good on the internet?
Yeah, yeah. But it was people that I think there were a bunch of people that hadn't seen them before, and they were like, oh, it was face melting or something.
Yeah,
I had my face melted a while back, okay? Anyways. And at the top, we heard Shamir from the album Ratchet. That was the song Demon at Fortune Sound Club on September 29th. Becky, you are an enemy of radio. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. That was a joke. Spotify. You work at Spotify now. That's so cool.
I work at Spotify, and it is really cool.
Yeah. You have bands just drop by. I just wanted to play a couple numbers for you folks.
I don't know if they want to or not.
I'm just compelled to.
But yeah, we will put content on Spotify if people record sessions in our office. So we get bands that tour through New York, including famous Canadian band Stars, who were so unhappy to be there. Torkil, actually, too, there's 300 people in the office, maybe 100 show up for any given show, just railed at us about how we're ruining his livelihood. And everyone was so uncomfortable, but Amy Milan is the sweetest, nicest Canadian woman, and just
smoothed
it over. Yeah, she was just we're just gonna play some songs. And I was there being like, oh my God, I loved them in 2005. And everyone else was like, who's this band with old people in it yelling at us? What right did they have?
Yeah. There's no CanCon in the U.S. They don't know.
No. I mean, people who sit around me at the office know, because anytime there's a Canadian band, I'm like, they're Canadian? It happens constantly, and people are like, you are not Canadian. And I work with a guy from Edmonton who's not that into music, so he's like, what's happening?
No help at all. Not helping the Canadian contingent. Huh. But you also have done other things in music.
I had one tape label that was successful in that we put out 12 tapes.
That's very successful.
Yeah. I mean, I think I lost probably $1,000 over 2 years in this, but I made friends. And because I'm the only person that people know that knows how to put out tapes, and I have an account at there's one tape maker in the U.S.
Duplicator.
I saw a video about them today on Bloomberg or something. No. I didn't watch it. I saw that there is one.
There's this story of my life.
Yeah.
I saw a headline about that feature that I didn't read. Yeah.
Yeah. But I have put out a tape for Pleasure Cruise. Quinn Amore did actually all the work for them, but he put I own the domain name babetown.us, so he put that on there. And then I just put out a tape for my friend's band, Summer Saints, because this other guy that we're friends with put out a 7-inch by this terrible band called Truthers. Sorry, I really don't like them.
Yeah, fair enough. I know nothing of them.
He put out this 7-inch, then they immediately broke up, and it's just been sitting at the cake shop behind the bar, waiting for someone to buy the one copy cake shop nicely bought.
Yeah.
And my friend was drunk, and he was just like, this is crap. This is so stupid. He should have put out a tape for us. And I was like, I'll put out a tape for you if you stop complaining. So now you can go find Summer Saints on Bandcamp and order a tape, and I will mail it to you from Brooklyn.
Excellent. Putting your money where your mouth is.
Yeah.
Way to get that's the can-do New Englander spirit that I remember so well about you.
Yeah, and people at work find it hilarious.
Yeah. And you're putting out tape. Wow.
Yeah. They're like, do you have a tape player? And I'm like, I have three.
Walkmans are hard to come by now.
Oh, my Walkman broke and I can't find a new one. Yeah. And after Guardians of the Galaxy came out, they got super, super expensive on eBay, hundreds and hundreds of dollars if you want a good one.
Wow.
And the tape duplicator sells crappy ones, but there's electrical interference and stuff if you buy a crappy one.
Huh.
Yeah.
I recently found out a Mac DeMarco tape that I have is selling for $200 on Discogs.
You know, when I had my first tape label, one of the reasons why we broke up as a tape label was before Mac, I think when he was still Makeup Videotape, and he was just starting to put us up as Mac, I was like, we should put a stuff by this guy. He's going to do really well. And I was like, or women's, or by any woman. And my partner was like, but I really like dudes who live in rural areas who make music in their bedrooms and don't tour. And and that was the end of Triple U Tapes.
Yeah. Yeah. Fare thee well. All right. Well, on a happier note, let's listen to some Summer Saints, which you can listen to on cassette.
And on Spotify.
And on Spotify.
And
yes.
On Bandcamp.
And on Bandcamp, where we're playing it right now. So this is the song, Something You Would Do. Here we go. That was the Undertones with the song
Teenage Kicks.
Teenage Kicks, yeah. Classic number from the old Undertones. They're British, I think. before that, we heard Summer Saints from their album Habit Life.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the song...
Something You Would Do.
Something You Would Do about an old girlfriend of Joe's.
You're not supposed to say that on air.
Sorry. I didn't say the girlfriend's name. Ugh, sorry, Joe. This caused a lot of problems in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I'm in trouble now.
The podcast probably won't work, so it'll be okay. I played the Undertones because the International Pop Overthrow Festival is on right now. It's at the Fairview Pub. It started last night and it goes on till the 6th. And there's a lot of, it's the 10th anniversary, a lot of great power pop bands here playing. And so tonight, Virgil, I don't really know a lot of these bands, but my friend Janice is playing. The Diviners is her band. And so, yeah, you should check it out. She's playing Saturday night. And Janice McKenzie.
Yeah, also a CITR celebrity.
That it's true. Yeah. Former board chair. She stepped down this year, or last year.
Yeah. She did many great things for the station.
Very successful run. Yeah, definitely. Also happening this weekend, an event that's near and dear to your heart, the Victory Square Block Party. So for the last few years, CITR has been co-sponsor along with Music Waste. And this year, really should have looked this up ahead of time, there are a bunch of bands playing, including Gal Grayson, Fake Tears, and
Dustin's band.
Twin River.
Twin River.
Yeah.
Spotify actually keeps recommending them to me, and I still haven't listened.
Oh, they're pretty good. We'll play something. Yeah, yeah. Then you can, when you see them, you can say, "Oh, I heard your band." They're Woolworm is playing. Ramsey, Other Jesus, who are great. Cave Girl, who are great, and Whitney Kay. So great lineup. Things start off at 2 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. Always a good time, so make sure to head down there. There'll be raffles. A lot of people put a lot of hard work into this year's block party, so please go check it out. We're going to start off just listening to a Gal Grayson song.
The Handsomest Band.
The Handsomest Band. The lineup's changed.
The lineup's changed, but yeah. They're still handsome.
They are still handsome, yeah. Yeah. This is like the third iteration. Originally, Adrian from Apollo Ghosts and everything else, and Jay Arner, very handsome man, and Patrick.
Yeah.
Very handsome. So that was a very handsome lineup. Then they switched it up. I forget who was in that band. And now it's Ellis. Handsome. Evan McDonald.
Handsome.
And there's some drummer who's kind of like a surfer dude, but he has that like roguish handsomeness. Yeah.
I'm saying every lineup of this band has been handsome, and you should go see them.
Yeah. I agree. They're playing at 5 o'clock on the Sunday afternoon. So any particular song you can think of?
No, I don't know the names of the songs on this tape. But this tape is actually currently in my cassette player at home.
Awesome. Okay, let's listen to Miss June Goth. That's a nice ditty. Here we go. Here is Gal Grayson from the tape Blue Hearts in Exile.
Oh. When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday. Thursday night only. Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interview with bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Right, that was Twin River with their first single from the new album that were not new, February. The song Bend to Break, Should the Light Go Out is the name of that album, out now on Light Organ Records, and they will be playing at Victory Square Block Party this Sunday. They're also playing in Detroit, Cincinnati, Chicago.
Whoa.
They're playing with The Damned. They're playing with Snoop Dogg at one of their, I think
it's
Chicago.
I saw that. They must be playing a festival.
Yeah.
I mean, they must be playing a show opening for Snoop Dogg.
They must be Snoop Dogg's new backing band.
Yeah.
Before that, we heard Fake Tears from their new mint release called Night Shifting. That's the song You Want the Light. And at the top, we heard Gal Grayson with the song Miss June Goth from his or their record, Blue Hearts in Exile. Good stuff. What else should we talk about?
I don't know.
Oh, one thing. These mics are different. We have to talk.
Oh,
I have not been.
I love this new station.
It's beautiful, isn't
it? It's just really confusing, though.
It is very confusing.
I'm sure all listeners of CITR at this point are like, you've been there for a month, guys. Like, every single show is just saying the same thing, being like, whoops. Well,
you only get. Yeah, it's not like we're here every day.
Yeah.
Like, well, someone's here every day, but for those of us, I missed last week. I'm preempted for 2 weeks after this, so.
Yeah, aren't you hosting something next week?
I am. Oh, yes, yes. I believe it's next Thursday. Fake Tears are going to be performing live at lunch, so I'll be hosting that. And there's a bunch of great bands doing their live at lunch. So that's starting on Tuesday, maybe, or maybe Wednesday. Every day at noon, there's going to be a band playing live here at UBC, and CITR will be broadcasting that.
Pretty cool.
Should be cool. I'm going to play a song from the new Mac DeMarco record next. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I haven't listened to it.
Yeah.
So I interviewed Mac DeMarco many moons ago at CITR, and the whole time he and Alex Calder were just drawing dicks on a Discord or magazine. Later on, I worked at Unfamiliar Records and put out a 7-inch for him and grew fond of him. And I see him every so often in the city, and he's like a nice guy. But I still have that image of him as like this kid just drawing dicks at the station, which is a great image to have.
Yeah.
Also, one time, the first time his band played in New York, he had like an entourage of like 10 people, and they were all staying in the office of Captured Tracks.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Why don't like a bunch of you just come crash at my house? So we all got sandwiches at this sandwich place that's now closed. And then all four of them got food poisoning. And I woke up the next morning and I was like, something is horribly wrong. And it's just these like four dudes, some of who had to drive back to Montreal that afternoon, just like not doing well.
Oh, no.
But we got them back in shape eventually. It was really funny. My roommates came out and they were like, who are these Canadians? And like, why does it smell bad? And
and you weren't allowed to have bands stay here anymore.
Yeah, now we don't have any more bands. But it, I support Mac, but I just don't really listen to his music that much.
Yeah, that's cool.
But yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is the title track from his new one called Another One.
Another One, another and record.
It's a lovely track, I think. Here we go. This is Mac DeMarco.
Thank you. time. And the living sees it. They should jump in cotton's high. Daddy's rich and your mom is good looking, looking. Gonna wake up singing, singing, singing. Spread your little wings, reach the sky. Till that day. Nobody gonna harm you. So hush, my baby. Don't you cry. Don't you cry.
That was REM with a cover of, a performance of Gershwin's song Summertime from the opera Porgy and Bess?
Porgy.
Sorry. And from the 30s, and you know, covered by many, many, many people. I really like this funk version that's on a Texas funk comp. that I have, and also The Zombies have a really good cover of that song. Do you know of any favorite covers of that?
No.
Lots of people have sung it. And that was from an R.E.M. holiday single from 1990. There you go.
That's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. Before that, we heard some Mac DeMarco from another one, his new record out now on Captured Tracks. Good stuff. Going to close things up with some No Kids, Vancouver band. This is from their first and only album, Come Into My House. It's called The Beach Is All Closed.
Aww.
Here it's feeling like the beaches are closed, like summer is pretty much wrapping up. It really hit hard.
Yeah, mountains now.
Yeah, mountains now.
Exactly. The mountains are
sweater
open.
Sweater weather. Yeah, there was snow the other day.
Really?
Whistler or somewhere. Yeah, somewhere got snow in the mountains.
There you go.
Yeah, transitioning. Thank you for coming in, Becky. It was really lovely to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm glad I figured out how the microphone works so everyone can hear you. And let's have a great weekend together. Yeah.
I'll see people if they come to Victory Square early enough.
Yeah. Because then we all have to go to this. No, that is going to be the best.
I was going to say, I'll see people at this wedding, but I have no idea who's going to the wedding. And anyway, congratulations, Jordy.
Yeah,
happy birthday, Duncan.
Jordy and Darcy, thank you.
And to Darcy, too.
lots of other birthdays this weekend. It's a big birthday weekend. Anyways, all be fun. Okay, so let's listen to No Kids close this out. And I'll be off for the next 2 weeks. I will be hosting the show or the live performance next week and then maybe the week after. I don't know. Come by if you're on campus, and otherwise, I'll see you in a few weeks. Thanks for listening. Here we go.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Absolutely.
It's like the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah. No, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot.